chapter number 1. We're going to turn just a little bit different tonight. We're not going back into the woman at the well there and studying about that. But it being New Year's, the Lord laid this on my heart today. We've been out working at the house there all day. God just kind of nudged my heart as I was working and really kind of burdened my heart with this message. And I came in, kind of jotted a few notes down. And I may throw them notes out the window and just go ahead and go wherever the Lord wants us to go. Amen. Sometimes we make these notes, and I heard Brother Toil Oaks told me one time in Bible college, he said a good set of notes is like a saddle to a cowboy. It keeps him on the horse. And I said, well, that might be a good reason. Amen. That might be pretty good. But there is time the Holy Ghost goes to moving, and you need to chunk them notes out the window and just go ahead and go on. Amen. And so we just want to try to mind the Lord tonight. And I had a thought on my heart about John chapter 1 and verse 1. Now, we know today is the first day of January. And if you'd agree with me here, I believe that it's the first day of 2020. Everybody would agree with that. And so I believe we could say it's a day of new beginnings. It's a day of 2019's gone. And we started and we're going into 2020. 2020 is a brand new year to us. It's something brand new. There may be brand new heartaches. They may be brand new troubles. They may be brand new blessings. They may be brand new things in our lives and in our homes and our families. I mean, it's yet to be seen what 2020 is going to entail. Nobody knows that. And I would you agree with me or say amen? And nobody knows that, okay? But I want to say tonight, I know a God that does know. Amen? I know a God that does know. And so as we think about it being new beginnings, I'm reminded, and I use this a lot in New Year's Day, over in Exodus chapter number 12 and verse 2. I'm not going to turn there. But if you remember in Exodus chapter 12 verse 2, when the Passover was instituted and when the children of Israel was getting ready to come out and the death angel passed through Egypt there and they was getting ready to leave, God told them this, said, this is a new beginning of you. In other words, he changed their calendar completely. And if you study all that, their calendar changed as that was a brand new day. That was a brand new place that they were ready to pick up and they were going farther for the Lord. So it was a new beginning for them. And I began to think about all the other places. We could go to several other places in the Bible that it talks about new beginnings, something brand new. That's what the new year brings. It's something brand and new. And every one of us, as I said a minute ago, we can make resolutions. We can make promises and new things like that on our minds and try to do the best we can. I believe we should. For the Lord, I believe we should do that. But we may fail. We're all going to fail. If there's one thing in making those resolutions that we're doing, what we're doing is we're saying, I'm going to change. When you make that resolution and you say, I'm going to do more for the Lord this coming year, you know what you're doing? You're saying, I'm going to change this year. I'm going to be different this year than I was last year. It's going to be a different person. He's going to do more for the Lord. He's going to praise the Lord more. I'm going to change and I'm going to do more for the Lord tomorrow and through the year than I did last year. Would you agree with me there? Say amen. With that thought in mind, we got to change. We've got to change. In other words, if we do more for the Lord, we've got to change. Now, why in the world would we change? We'll read the scripture here in just a minute. But why in the world would we change? Because we need to do better. We're lacking. We're lacking in places of worship. We're lacking in places of witness. We're lacking in places of testimony. We're lacking in places. And that's the reason that we need to change. That's the reason that we need to make the resolutions. That's the reason we need to make the promises, if we can, if you let me use that, to do better tomorrow than we did last year, okay? Or this year than we did last year. Everybody agree with me there? Say amen. I'm trying to lay the foundation. I'm reeling you in. And I'm going to hook you for the hook, line, sinker. You're just a minute, okay? But in John chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning. In the beginning. And I've read this scripture. And I've preached out of it I don't know how many times. And this scripture, I understand John is writing and he's telling you what happened at the very beginning. And before the foundation of the world, all the way back there, wherever it was at, he's telling you back there exactly what was going on, exactly what happened, that the Word was back there, okay? We all understand that. But I looked at it a little different from a different perspective when God gave me this thinking about the new year, God don't change. Let that sink in just a minute. We need to make resolutions because we fail. We need to make promises. We need to make changes because we fail. God ain't changed. God don't need to make resolutions. God will not make resolutions. Bible says over there, he said, I am the Lord, I change not. There's no, listen, he's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is not going to change. Amen. Thank God for that. I don't know about you, that bless my heart. I'm glad tonight he does not and will not change. Amen. So with that thought in mind, I want to preach tonight on the thought about this. In the beginning of the new year, God. In the beginning of the new year, the Word. You see, the great thing about this is, and we'll read Scripture in a second. The great thing about the thought that God gave me is this, is I can preach this same Scripture about today, it being the first day of January in 2020. I can preach this same Scripture just as true today as it was way back on. Just as it was 2020 years back on. Just as it was before Adam. Just as it was before the foundation of the world. It is still just as true, just a fact. Amen. There's no difference in it today than it was. Now, I praise God for that. I'm glad I've got a God don't change. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. You ought to already be running around the church, amen, to know in this day and time we're living, we've got a God that don't change. We've got a God that'll always be there. We've got a God that's more powerful than anything. We've got a God that can handle it, amen. I'm glad we have tonight. Stand with me, if you will, if we're reading God's Word tonight. We'll read five verses. And I'm going to give you 10 things as we look in this Scripture that in the beginning is not going to change. I like this. Well, this blessed my heart as I began to study and began to think about this. The Bible said, verse number one, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let's bow for prayer. Brother Doug, lead us a word of prayer, if you will, brother.
Lord, we thank you this day you've given us. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you for a new year. God, I pray that you would just be with Brother Mark and I as he brings the word. God, I pray that you would give us a hidden hearts to receive it. Most of all, any that would be among us is lost. Lord, I pray that you save us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seen. I want to notice that I'm going to give you 10 things tonight. I'm going to be very quick as we go through these things. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on them because we've already studied this. We've already looked at this and seen a lot of things in this. But I've never seen it. I have never preached it, I don't think, along these lines, that the in the beginning that we have saw here, we've read here, back yonder, it's still just as prevalent and still just as true today. Everything about God, everything about the Word, it has not changed. Next year, if time tarries, we can do the same thing. We can preach this same message again and be just as true. Amen. And boy, that's a blessing. I sure do appreciate that. Now, I don't know about you, but I look around and I see all the changing of the world and how everything's turned upside down. I say one more time, I'm glad I've got a God that ain't going to change. Amen. Amen. I'll guarantee you, I've used this illustration many times. You talk to a lot of sailors and you talk to a lot of people, if you will, that's been on boats and stuff. And they get out there in the midst of the storms and the storms are rocking that boat up and down, about to flip it over and about to go down. Don't you know they wouldn't give everything they've got, even their life, to be able to grab a hold of a piece of ground, something that is not moving, something that is not changing, something that is sound there? Oh, they'd love to get a hold of it, wouldn't they? I believe that's the way we are in the day and time we're living. I believe everything's turned upside down. I believe we look around and I'm telling you, seeing on every hand, I believe everything is just, I don't know about you, but it seemed like the worst time we've ever seen. I know that they sing that's always going to be, but it seemed like it's the worst days we've ever seen. But I'm glad I've got a God that is stable, amen. He is not going to change. He's all powerful, and I can trust in Him, amen. Look with me, if you will, in verse 1. Bible says here, in the beginning was the Word, amen.
I say to you tonight, number one, I'm glad the Word still is. Amen. I thought about this as I was reading this. I thought about He was the Word at 1 second after midnight last night. At 1 second, or even if I could split seconds up, half a second or a quarter of a second or wherever, when it rolled over into 2020, I can say to you, He was. Amen. He was the Word. Amen. And He always will be. Preacher, who are we talking about? We're talking about Jesus. Amen. I thought about this coming down the road. That name Jesus, that name that changes everything, that name that is above every name, that name that every knee shall bow one of these days and say that He is Lord. I'm talking about Jesus. Amen. I'm talking about my Lord and Savior. And if you're saved tonight, I'm talking about your Lord and Savior. Amen. Hey, listen, you shouldn't hide your head. Somebody says Jesus. You ought to say, glory to God, that's my Savior. Oh man, that's the one that's going to keep me out of hell. We ought to be saying glory, hallelujah for Jesus. Amen. I just say thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Amen. And I say to you tonight, right now, at January 1 in 2020, He's still the Word. Amen. That Bible that we have in our hands, He's still the Word. Amen. He's not going to change. He always will be. You want to know what you can stake your life on in 2020? It's that Word. Amen. You just get a hold of the Word and it'll be all right. I promise you. Amen. I'm glad tonight He is the Word. The Bible says there that He is the Word. And can I say this to you? He still is. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Well, I've been preaching probably for about 5 minutes. Can I say to you again? He still is. Amen. Well, there went another few seconds by. He still is. Amen. Wherever tomorrow's going to go, He's still going to be. Amen. He'll still be the Word. Amen. Always will be. In the beginning of 2020, He is the Word. 21, He is the Word. 22, He is the Word. Amen. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? In the beginning was the Word. He is Jesus and He is Lord. Whether we bow our knees to Him now or not, He's still Lord. Amen. Notice with me, He says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. I thought about this one. I like to have myself a fit on this one. He's still with God. You get that? Notice what He says. And the Word was with God. In other words, that means He's wherever He's at. Wherever God's at. Amen. That's where He's at. My mind went over to Romans chapter number 8, verse number 34. The Bible says this. I've jotted this down here. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. You will know where he's at. He's at the right hand of the Father. Amen. That's where he's at tonight. He's with God, where he should be. Amen. He ascended one day. When he arose again that third day, he walked down here those days after. And when he got ready there in Acts chapter 2, he ascended into the Father. And they began to watch him go away. You know where he's going? He's going back to the Father. Exactly the same place that they, you know, back there at the foundation of the world. When God said in the beginning, that's where he was at. I got news for you. That's where he's at tonight. But it's even better than that tonight. You say, preacher, why is that? Because tonight he's making intercession for me. Amen. Back there, listen to me closely now right here. Back there at the beginning, Jesus hadn't come. Back there at the beginning, listen, there wasn't no sin yet back there at the beginning. Amen. But when sin passed upon all men by Adam there, and when Adam died there, and sin passed upon sin, he passed on, death passed upon every one of us there. Well, whenever Jesus died, resurrected again, that sacrifice had been made there. And that we have an interceder now. We have somebody that'll go on our behalf. We have his righteousness imputed upon us. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm ready to shout right there. Amen. I thank God for that. Amen. And not only that, he's on the right hand of the Father now, making intercession for you. Amen. Old stinking sinners like we are, fail him every day, probably every minute, and yet he still sits up there and says, that's one of mine. Says, I paid for that sin debt. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, but the Word was with God, and he still is. Amen. He's still up there making intercession. One of these days, I'm going to be there with him. Amen. One of these days, you'll be there with him. If you're saved tonight, I'm glad tonight I know that I'm saved. Amen. Oh, listen. In the beginning was the Word, And the Word was with God, number two. But number three, notice with me as he says here, he says, and the Word was God. Oh, I like that. Amen. You say, preacher, why do you like that? Because that's the only way he could be my Savior. People don't realize how important this is. People don't realize how important the Trinity is. You see a cult, you see a religion that don't believe in the Trinity, you better get away from it. Amen. You better get away from it. Because if he's not 100% God, then he don't have the holiness of God, and he don't have the righteousness of God, and he is not a true, perfect Savior for you. Amen. We have nothing if he's not part God. I'm glad he's part flesh. I'm glad he come down here in the form of a baby in the manger there and walked in human flesh there and died on the cross in human flesh. Oh, I'm glad for that. But I'm glad he's God. Amen. That's the only way you and I could be redeemed tonight. I say glory to God for being redeemed tonight. Amen. Because he is God. Amen. Oh, what a blessing to say that tonight. I don't know about you, but this message right here helps me. Amen. It carries me along when I see who God really is in the beginning, and yet I see him now in 2020 that he's still the same God. He's still with God. He's still the same one. Oh, I say glory to God for that. Amen. Notice with me, he says the Word was God. That word was there, it means to be together. It brings together. He was God, all together God. Amen. 100% God and 100% man. Notice verse 2. The same was in the beginning with God. I thought about this. I thought, man, that's good. The same was in the beginning. Now you say, preacher, he just repeated himself. No. Look what he said. Read the scripture with me here. He said, in the beginning was the Word. In other words, back there at the beginning, he was the Word. He's establishing his creation. He's establishing exactly who he is, that he was the Word at that moment in time. That's who Jesus was at that moment in time. Then he says that Word was with God, or was with God. In other words, he was right there with him. In other words, he was the same. So all we see here is that he's established that he was the Word, and established that he was with God. Okay, he's right there beside him. Then number three there, as we looked, he says the same was God. In other words, as together they was the same, all together. Right there is the Trinity, okay? All together in the beginning. I say one more time, he still is. Amen. Thank God he still is. But then he says in the next verse, he says this, the same was in the beginning with God. Where's God at? Where was the beginning of God at? That little mind can't even fathom that. There's another one of them purple moments where your head blows off. Huh? Where's the beginning of God at? Nobody knows. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He always has been, and he always will be. That's God. Preacher, I can't believe that. Well, you better believe it, amen. You're going to die and go to hell if you don't, amen. I believe tonight we need to understand he is God all the way in the beginning. And the Word was with him all the way back there in the beginning. Can I say again? He's right here with him now. Amen. He's right here with him. Preacher, where's he at? He's in heaven right now. Amen. They're together right now. I don't know about you, but I'd like to be there with him. Amen. Can't wait to get there. I'm glad to know that's where he's at tonight. He's still on the throne. These folks, it amazes me. I'll be honest with you. It amazes me how these leaders of our nation and leaders of the world today, they feel like they've got the tiger by the tail. Boy, they ruling, they doing good. And I hate to tell them, one of these days they're going to bow their knees. They ain't got no more authority than what God gives them. They have none whatsoever unless God gives it to them. Amen. They can pass as many laws as they want to, but unless God gives it to them, it means nothing, okay? It means nothing. It's God. He's the final authority and always will be. Amen. Notice with me in the scriptures, he said the same was in the beginning with God. Notice verse 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. I noticed this. All things were made by him. And so, preacher, that was back there in the beginning. He's talking about the earth. He's talking about the moon, the stars, and the firmaments. He's talking about all the planets, if you will. And he's talking about all those things. Yes, I agree. That's what that scripture is saying. But can we bring it to a present day? and say right now that if there's anything made right now, it's going to be made by Him? Well, listen, scientists and doctors and professors, and they think they've done good. He ain't never made nothing. Listen to me tonight. He ain't never made nothing, huh? Oh, no. They may have took something and tried to put things together, and made it, but they ain't made nothing to start off with. They talk about cloning. That's fine. Well, they done. They tried to take somebody else, clone that. Amen. By the way, I don't think they'll ever get it done, okay? But they tried to do that. But listen to me tonight. Only God can make something from nothing. You read the scriptures over there in Genesis chapter 1. The Bible says there, when he stepped out there, he said, God said, let there be light. And there was light that quick. God said, let the firmaments, you know, just set this, the stars, boom, they're there. I'm just paraphrasing here. All the things, the moon and the stars and the sun. And then he split the earth there and the waters moved. And animals and us. And I mean, everything. But everything was made out of nothing. He just spoke it into existence until he made man. And then he made man out of the dust of the earth. But that's something he'd already made. That's something he'd already made, okay? So God is made. If there's anything made, it's made by God. Amen. We need to understand that today. You say, preacher, why is that so important in 2020? We need to understand today, and everybody needs to get this off, that if there's anything going to be done, it's going to be done by God. Amen. If you're going to do anything for God this year, in 2020, you've got to do it by Him. Amen. He's the one that's going to do it through you. If there's anything made of your life, it's going to be done by Him. He says here in the Scriptures, all things were made by Him. I wish we could get that in our minds. We run to and fro. I said this Sunday. We run to and fro. We're trying the best to earn money. And the Bible talks about it. We're trying to earn money to put it in a bag with holes in it. Working our fingers among. We've got our priorities wrong, church. Well, people have our priorities wrong. Listen, we need to understand He's the Creator. He's the one that made this thing. He's the one that made me. Should I not give it back to Him? Amen. Should we not reverence Him? I believe we should. He says there, all things were made by Him. Notice this. And without Him was not anything made that was made. None whatsoever. There's nothing going to be done without Him. You listen to me. Verse 4, the Bible says this. In Him was life. Oh, listen to me tonight. There'll be no life tonight without Jesus. Can I say that one more time? There'll be no life without Jesus. And until you get saved, you don't know what living is. You're not living, you're dead. Until you get saved by God's grace, you're dead. The Bible says you're dead in your trespasses and sin. And when you get saved by God's grace and He comes into your heart and He makes you a quickening spirit, then you begin to live. Then and only then do you begin to live. We've got a bunch of, I don't want to call them zombies because I don't believe in zombies, but they zombies walking around. Preacher, how's that? They're dead. Amen. If they're lost, they're dead. Amen. I believe that. According to the Scriptures, I believe that. They're dead. We need to understand, in Him is life. And in Him is life. Can I say it one more time? In Him is life. You're looking at me like a calf from Newgate. But it's true. Amen. In Him is life. There is no life without Him. When you, a loved one dies, and you roll a casket up here, and there's a body laying there in that casket. That body has no way of getting up. That body has no way of moving. But if that person's saved, their soul's still alive in heaven. Amen. Their soul's still living. Amen. Born once, die twice. Born twice, never die. Amen. As they say. So in Him is life. Notice this. And the life was the light of men. I'm still talking about in the beginning. Because see, these Jesus that I'm talking about that was in the beginning back yonder at the beginning of 2020, He still is. He's still the life, okay? And in Him was the light. The life was the light of men. I told you Sunday, you need to take the flashlight of the Word of God and shine it out. Shine it out. You need to know where to go. It's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We need to shine it. In Him was life. That life was the light of men. It brings light to us. You know what light does? It brings life. You take and you see, you put something in a dark room, it ain't going to grow. I know some of you plant gardens and do seedlings and stuff and everything, and you get a tomato plant. Jim likes tomato plants. You get a tomato plant and it gets up about that high, and you take it in that cup and you put it in a dark room in there, what's going to happen? It's dead. It's going to die. Why? Because there's no light gets to it. That light that we get from the Lord Jesus Christ, spiritually speaking, is what keeps us alive. It's what causes that life to keep moving inside of us. And you get away from the Lord Jesus, you get out of that light, you're going to die spiritually. Amen. Spiritually speaking, you're going to die. I believe that. But if we stay right there in that light, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Oh, I wish everybody, under the sound of my voice, I wish this world could see the light that they need. I wish everybody could see the life that they need in the Lord Jesus Christ. I know up there at Turkey Cove, they've got a sign up behind the back. And it's about the scripture over there, I believe it's the book of Acts. It said, sirs, we would see Jesus. Would to God, everybody would say, sirs, we would see Jesus. I want to see the light. What are you going to do with the light? I hope you're going to look at it. I hope you're going to let it shine on you. Notice we in verse 5. He says, and the light shineth in darkness. I believe the reason they don't like the light is because it exposes how wicked they really are. You see, when you get saved by God's grace, before you get saved, the Holy Ghost comes by and convicts your heart. You remember that night when you got saved? Everybody think just for a second, go back to that night. You remember the night when you got saved? All I know was I was going to hell and I need a Savior. That's all I knowed. I mean, I knowed I was a sinner, and that's what you've got to do. You've got to accept Him. You've got to say, Lord, I'm a sinner, and I need You, okay? In Him is light. The light shineth in darkness. And that light takes it, it separates that darkness there. And it shows you, where is it in the Scripture? Ain't it Romans, I believe it is, where it says the law is our schoolmaster, that it shows us how wicked we are. But the Bible also says in that, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we see our unrighteousness, but we have the gift of God. Amen. We have righteousness there, so we have life in Him. And it comes by that light that is now, in the beginning, never changes. What a blessing. I don't know if you're seeing what I'm seeing, but I just say glory to God that I can preach this today. What a privilege to be as a pastor, to be able to stand and be able to preach that the same light, the same life, the same Word, the same Jesus, the same God, everyone, it's the same today as it was from the foundation of the world. It has not changed, church. It has not changed. Notice verse number 5. And the light shineth in darkness. Notice this. And the darkness comprehended it not. That's the sad part. And the darkness comprehended it not. The light's shining in this world, shining all around, and they don't even realize it. Don't even realize it. Don't even see what they really need. You and I know we need to shine that light. I realize there's some's not going to get saved. According to Scriptures, there's some not going to get saved. You listen to me tonight. Everybody ain't going to heaven. Can I say that one more time? Everybody ain't going to heaven. I hate to bust some bubbles, but everybody ain't going to heaven, okay? It bothers me, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. It bothers me when somebody dies, and they have to drag out the family Bible and go to die, digging back in the records and trying to find where they got saved. That tells me something. I'm not judging. I'm not judging. Just like we was talking about me and Marshall, I don't remember the other night. Back there, we was talking. I said, I can't judge and I can't say they're lost or they're saved. When you die, if I do your funeral and we roll you up here in the front, from your testimony, you've told me you're saved. I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I don't know. You don't know about me. You say, oh, preacher, you're a preacher. What do you mean? You're a preacher. Listen to me now. You still don't know. I'm just being honest. You still don't know. Huh? But as we look at this, I see. Darkness comprehended it not. It's a sad time when you see the light shining all over the world. I see the light shining from y'all. See the light going out shining in the missions that we do and in the work that we do. And yet they don't even comprehend it. They don't want nothing to do with it. We've got to a place in time now that they don't even want to hear it. They don't even want to hear it. They don't even want to listen to it. But I hate to tell you, they're going to have to listen to it. Because whether we give it or whether somebody else gets it, that light will always shine. The light will always shine. Amen. He says here, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Comprehended it not. The word comprehended there means to be able to get it in your mind, is a good country way to put it. To realize it, to come to the knowledge of it. We got to come to that knowledge. And when we get saved, that's what we do, is we come to that knowledge that the light is what we need. That life is what we need. But the thought of the message is this tonight. It's the same light as it was back at the first. Back there at the beginning, it's the same light, church. I look and I think as I was writing, jotting these few things down, I thought, wow, what a blessing to be able to give you a little hope in 2020. Wow, what a blessing. 2019 brought some heartaches, brought some troubles, brought some things that in our lives we didn't like. But I had a God that I could trust in. 2020, it'll do the same thing. If you'll trust in the Lord, I promise you, He'll be there. You may call me, and you may need me, and you may pick up the phone, you may call me, and I may not be able to answer the phone. May not be able to get to you. But I've got a God that'll be there. I've got a God that all you've got to do is drop on your knees, cry out to Him, and He'll be there. Amen. Because in the beginning, He's the same. In the beginning, He's the same. Well, I guess I could put it this way. Tomorrow's going to be a new day. There's going to be a new beginning. Guess what? He's going to be there. Next day, He's going to be there. Because He's God. Amen. And He don't change. Amen. Let's stand your feet tonight.